Let's take this into a mihrab, my dear friends. So many things that you carry aren't yours. And it's covered you with all sorts of junk. You keep trying to drag that with you into embodied enlightenment. There's no place for it. There's no place for family issues, abundance issues, trying to save humanity, feeling guilty about not being able to save humanity. Let's take a deep breath. These things are not yours, so what is? What is yours? In order to understand that, let's go into the heart. Not the mind, but the heart. You see, you're so used to evaluating yourself from the mind perspective. Good or bad, right or wrong. Let's go into the heart and take a look at what's there. One of our recent gatherings, a beautiful gathering, I said, what's your goodness? What is your goodness? And you'd think it was like I'd shut down time and space, stopped everything. Goodness. What is your goodness? I asked. And they had a hard time finding it. Let's take a look now at what is your goodness. Come into the heart. Something you don't let yourself do. Come into your own heart. What I see in your heart is a good person, a very good person. A person who's cared about others so deeply for so very long. A person that's tried to comfort and to heal others, to take care of others. Person who has given of them own self, your own energy, for others. Yes, that is goodness indeed. But in doing so, you've also taken on their stuff. You've taken on things that don't belong to you. You've taken on their hardships, their troubles, their physical issues. Take a good deep breath and feel into the goodness. A being who came here in the very, very early formation of this planet Earth. To bring life to this planet. To make this planet a place of wisdom and of love. That's goodness. That's your goodness. Caring so much for this planet. It shows up now in your love for nature and animals. That's your goodness. So much goodness, in fact, that you've taken on the problems of the world. You can barely stand to look at the news because it goes so deep, you take it on at such deep levels. And then there is the guilt and the pain that you haven't done anything to change the world. See, when you go into your heart, you realize that You came here for a very important reason that will change the world. You didn't come here to change the world, but what you did come here for will change the world. You have so much goodness that you want people everywhere to be happy. Such goodness, you want everybody to have an abundance. Such goodness that you only wish good upon others. But in doing so, you've taken on so much of theirs, and these things are not yours. Yes, perhaps honor yourself for having the experience of taking on all these things that are not yours, but when you ask me why, when will it happen? When is this enlightenment going to occur? So when you let go of all these things that are not yours, feel deep into the heart, into your own goodness, and your tremendous sense of humanity. What's common with Jambro? Why do we all come together? Well, it's the Atlantean dream, but that's also turned into a huge compassion for humanity. I know you get annoyed with people. I do too. But in your heart is such love for others. That's why it's difficult when you come to this point when I say, this is not yours. Your heart has such humanity, such a love of people, that you almost think it's your job to take on all their issues, and it's not. This is not yours, the suffering of the planet. No, from the little children to the puppy dogs to the elderly, the suffering is not yours. There's such goodness in all of your hearts, every one of you. Last thing you'd want to do is hurt somebody else. And then when you do, by accident, when you hurt somebody else, then there's such tremendous guilt. Holding yourself back. Folding in your wings and hiding them. This is not yours. Your past lives, so many of you really wanted to connect to all of your past lives. What did you do? Where were you? Who were you? But these are not yours. They're waiting for you. They are waiting for you, not the other way around. They're waiting for you. It's not about who you were. It's what you are now. You're not denying the past lives, you're not disavowing them, but this is not you. Their experiences, their traumas, even their accomplishments and joys, this is not yours. Every thought in your mind that goes through, thoughts that you've battled, thoughts that you've tried to suppress, stop for a moment. This is not mine. Thoughts of doubt, yes, you think you own your doubt. But they're not yours. They're doubts, whether they're coming from mass consciousness, past lives, whatever. These are not yours. It's going to bring a bit of discomfort. Who am I then? What is mine? That's when I say, let's go into the heart. Let's go right back into the heart, into the goodness, into your humanity, into your love. Oh my, you helped to create something called love. Certainly you have tremendous heart, tremendous love. It's in your heart, it's in your goodness. What is in your heart is a deep, deep caring for life. It's gotten bruised, scratched, and dented. It's gotten rusty. It's gotten covered with grime and dirt. If you shake all that off, you take a look into your goodness, a deep level of caring, sincere, genuine caring. That's what's in your heart. When I look into your heart, I don't see any dark spaces or dark spots. I see no evil. I see no weakness. I see the heart of a compassionate and caring being who has taken on things that are not theirs. From your families, from other people, from your past lives. But these are not yours. Can you please just release them? Don't fight them. Don't counsel them. Just let them go. We're in a safe space here, a beautiful and safe space. We're coming into our next era together, the Amyo life. It's when the divine and the human are the same thing. You can't do it holding on to what really belongs to someone else. And the secret is, they really actually don't want you to. So many things, from your worries and your doubts, your aches and your pains, your illnesses and your lack of abundance, your loathing of self at times. You're spinning in circles. These are not yours. And as a master, you have every right to declare it and make it so. As a master, you have every right to let these go from your consciousness, from your mind, but especially from your heart. Your headaches, your depressions, your obsessions with yourself, meaning your doubts and your worries and your darknesses, they're not yours. They're not yours. What I call the master has been waiting in the wings. It's kind of a play on words. The master has been waiting in the wings, waiting for you to let all this stuff go that's not yours. But you become rather selfish, kind of self-indulgent. You allowed yourself to play with the greatest disease of all. Hanging on to things that isn't yours. Not truly awakening, even though you have all the tools. Let's transmute that right here, just by taking a breath. Not working at it, but just a breath. You hear me saying it over and over. Thoughts in your minds, dreams at night, in our shouts, wherever. This is not yours. It's not a question, that's a statement. I'm not going to be asking you. I'm going to be saying, this is not yours. Let it go. Set yourself free. The master doesn't want to stay waiting in the wings anymore. The master wants to be the wings. This is not yours. What is yours? Your goodness. Your caring and compassion. Your deep, deep sense of commitment. Those things are yours. Your heart, your goodness. Let's take a good deep breath. This is not yours. Meaning anything, all that grime and dirt and crap, it's not yours. Let's take a good deep breath with this beautiful mihrab today.